Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So you thought that Airbnb was going to be real sexy. You're safe there, right? Make some memories. Well, just know this, that you better treat your Airbnb host really, really well, because they could really mess with your life.
So there's a guy named Sean Mackey out in Mississippi who his story has now gone very viral because it's very interesting. And he rented an Airbnb for himself and a couple of his friends for a weekend away. And I guess it's a really nice Airbnb, high-end Airbnb, and it's a popular one. And so when he asked the host of the Airbnb if he could bring some additional guests on the few of the nights, he didn't realize that she was going to charge him an additional $960 in order to bring additional guests. I guess that's her rule of her Airbnb, is you have to have a certain amount of guests. And if for whatever reason you go over that and have someone spend the night, then it's an additional $960 charge.
Really? I use Airbnb and VRBO quite a bit. I have never been charged for additional guests.
Me neither.
Like however many the house can hold is what you pay for. Like if you got one person, if it's a 5-bedroom, and you got one person staying there, it's one price. If you got a 5-bedroom and 5 people staying there, it's the same damn price.
So now we're already in shady ground.
Exactly. So like you said, I've never heard of that myself either. And he was pissed about it. And so not only did he say he wasn't going to pay it, but he left a bad review on the Airbnb for her to even ask for this money. So what she did in turn was take some of the security footage from the Airbnb, where I guess him and his guys were having some ladies come over and spend the weekend with them, and sent it to his wife in order to get back at him for leaving a bad review on the Airbnb. And now it's gone so far as to where they're actually having a legal battle in a lawsuit, which is in the Mississippi District Court, on whether or not she was violated his rights by sending the footage and for asking for the money, of which he did not want to pay.
Because
was he messing around with any of these women, or was it just like a party with women that...
Oh, no, they was having some fun.
Okay.
Yeah, he was messing around with the women for sure.
Because obviously your Airbnb, like... The Airbnb owner is allowed to protect their home and have like security cameras outside. Like you can't have cameras filming somebody inside. That would definitely be invasion of privacy. But even though you have security cameras outside your house, I'm wondering, like, if you take that footage and send it to somebody else, if that is a violation of privacy, or if it's like when, because I mean, you know how when you sign up for stuff, or if you go through and you rent an Airbnb and you just click yes to the agreements or whatever, who knows what you're signing away as far as your rights go to, you know, stay at this property. So I'm wondering if there is a caveat where it's like, yeah, no, this is like, this is my house. I'm renting it to you and I can do whatever I want with that footage.
At this point, the damage is done though. I mean, his wife knows. I mean, yeah, they're going to go to court and try to figure this all out, but damage is done in the relationship.
So that's what she thought was going to be a loophole for her, was the footage that she sent wasn't from inside the house. It was just of the women entering the property. But the lawyers in the comment section are all saying that it is, even though it is security footage, it's still a privacy violation and she'll probably be removed from all hosting platforms for it.
Okay.
That'll hit her in her pockets.
Yes, okay. It will.
All right.
So,
do we know how the couple is doing?
No. There's no update, but I would imagine not well.
Yeah.
I mean, none of this happens if dude keeps it in his pants anyway. I mean, you could say that, but still,
That's true. And I don't know if her revenge will be worth her being removed, but it certainly was some revenge.
There goes her livelihood, right?
Yep.
All right, Kristen has made it me aware that the love that I think that I am looking for is exhausting and doesn't exist. Okay. The love that I might be looking for is a love that the spark is alive all the time. You have said before that sounds exhausting to you.
Well, it's not that it sounds exhausting. I just don't know if that's feasible.
I don't know either. I'm looking for it, though.
And, you know, and you've talked about this several times on the show, and my husband and I have had this, you know, we had a conversation. And, you know, my husband and I, we've been together for 17 years now, right? And the spark that was there when we first started dating, that spark is not there. But I would trade it in a heartbeat for what we have right now, mm-hmm. which is something I think is deeper and more meaningful because of everything we've gone through together. Do we still find each other attractive? Absolutely.
You sure?
Yes, I promise.
You talked to him about this recently?
Yeah. we are still attracted to each other. We are still intimate. We still enjoy that aspect whenever we are not too tired to do it. So I feel very fortunate that we have a loving relationship in that manner. But as far as like that spark that you're talking about when you first start dating somebody, yeah, nah, dog, we ain't got that.
So you and I are going to be in very different parts of our life when it comes to relationships, right? You
Correct.
Guys have a child together. I'm not having another child, mm-hmm. right? So I understand the depth and the intimacy that you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. But what I'm looking for, I think, is like, even in a year or in 2 years or in 4 years or in 5 years, when she walks in the door, I still get those flutters, you know, like I'm excited to see her all the time. And how do you keep that? One thing I've been thinking about and I've told you guys about is if I really want that in a relationship, do I want to live with somebody ever again? Because there's that commonplace, I think Mo and I sort of share this fear also. There's that commonplace when you see them all the time, you start to take them for granted or you just know they're going to be there. Can you keep that spark by living in two different places?
Is it wrong that I get the flutters when I come home and I see his car is gone?
That is what I'm trying to avoid.
And I get to walk into a quiet house
yes.
with nobody there.
I get it, man.
No,
I get it.
We're in a different stage right now. And, you know, and I do. I say that like half jokingly. I love my husband. I know my husband loves me. And we're at a unique place when you have a toddler and you're tired and you're kind of pushed
sure.
to the limits. And like that's maintaining that spark is not top priority. But we have really worked on making sure that we have date nights and we are more communicative than we have been in the past.
So here is a dude online, or a woman online, I should say, that this is what she does with her husband every day to try to keep that spark alive.
Get ready with me while I talk about why my husband and I make out every single night. So here's how it usually goes in long-term relationships. When you first start dating each other, it's like you can't keep your hands off each other, right? You're always touching, always kissing. But the pattern for most people is that once they get into a long-term relationship, they really stop touching and kissing so much. And eventually, it gets to the point where the only time that you're like really kissing each other is when you're trying to initiate sex. But what happens for a lot of people, especially if you're the lower sex drive partner in the relationship, is that you start becoming avoidant of any sort of touch or kissing. Like, if you're not wildly in the mood, you don't want your partner to kiss you and think that it's going to lead to more, right? But this only further intensifies that connection that kissing has to or is supposed to lead to sex. And this can even lead to what I call the bristle reaction, which is when you become so hypervigilant to your partner's touch or kisses that you actually can feel yourself bristle whenever your partner comes in to try to make contact with you. So the intent behind our nightly makeout sessions is to actually break the connection between making out and sex. This nightly routine has taken the pressure off of us to have sex if we start making out, and it's really allowed us to enjoy making out just for the sake of making out.
Well, that's a pretty cool idea.
No.
But it sounds exhausting to you?
Well, here's the thing.
You also have a kid. I mean, you got a 3-year-old, 2.5-year-old?
He'll be 3 next month. I am wallowed. Like, as soon as I walk home, Jimmy's in my lap. He's crawling all over top of me. He's like, I love it because I know this time is fleeting with him, but I am touched out as a mom, right? And so you do need that, like, personal space so you can get some autonomy back. So at this stage right now, that would not work for us. I commend her. I think it's a great idea, depending on where you are in your relationship. Now, something Bart and I have made sure to include in our relationship is we kiss before I walk out the door, and we kiss every night before I go to bed, like before we go to bed. Mm-hmm. Like that's something we hadn't done before, and it seems small and it seems trivial, but it's been great as far as our connection goes and acknowledging each other, because there for a while we weren't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you could go days without realizing. Sometimes we'll just do nice long hugs in the kitchen, which I think it's important for our son to see mom and
for
dad
sure, yeah.
be affectionate towards each other. It's very sweet when we're putting Jimmy down for bed at night. I give dada a kiss, and then Jimmy he wants his kiss. So I want him to see affection, and I think that's very important. But as far as making out every night, that's not happening at this stage.
Because that sounds glorious to me.
And you're at a different stage. You're just at a different stage.
I, like you, Bert, wondered, like, what does it take to keep that? Because I've never been in a super long relationship, but in the relationship I'm in now, we still feel that way. Like, mm-hmm. going on 2 years, it still feels like it did the first week. And sometimes I do wonder in the back of my mind, like, how much of that is the fact that we are long distance and mm-hmm. we do have so much space in between every time we see each other? So every time we see each other, there's like this I miss you feeling.
Yes.
That I wonder if it would go away if we actually moved in together or lived together.
That would be my fear also, right? Hey, Lily, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hi there. So my husband and I accidentally, or it wasn't intentional, we're living now in different states due to a job relocation, and he hasn't been able to, we're not in the same states anymore.
Right.
And I think that's kind of, we got our spark back. We miss each other more. We're not on our phones when we make time to see each other. We're just really all about our family and our kids, and it's just, it feels like that spark is back, and it's better than ever. And people think we're crazy, and they think it's not real, but I don't know. When I hear you and Mo talk, I think you guys are actually on the phone.
First of all, here's how I feel about relationships, truly, and living life. Lily, because I heard you say that people think we're crazy. Who cares what people think? I mean, let's look at the statistics on happy relationships. And everybody wants to fit into the same model in the same box. It clearly hasn't worked for generations now. But we do the same things over and over and over again. And when someone like you says, you know what? We're living away from each other and it's helped our relationship. There are going to be some going, oh my God, that's not even a real relationship. That's not even real intimacy. For you guys, it is. And it works. So who cares what anybody else thinks?
Oh yeah, and we've been judged, and we had a friend that said, if your wife's not sleeping in the same bed with you, you guys got problems.
Oh, no.
Well, come to find out, they're now divorced. She was cheating on him with several men.
Okay, well now we know.
Exactly, to each his own, but now I kind of wonder what it's going to be like when we are in the same house again.
But it doesn't mean that you got to be in the same house with each other. I mean, if you guys can afford it, if that's the agreement that you have, like this space thing is really working for us, maybe he lives down the street or whatever. But that, if it works for you, it's going to work for you.
Nothing wrong with it.
I like it. Lake House, here we come.
Get it. The Bert Show.